A church steeped in nearly 200 years of mining history, and at the centre of its community, St Mary's Huath in the Diocese of Durham, is undergoing something of a facelift. The removal of two trees just outside the church door. Vicar Nigel Warner takes up the story.
Well, for some time, the parochial church council have been concerned about a large sycamore on the north side of the church, which darkens the church and puts a lot of leaves into the gutters, and was probably self-seeded and never intended to be part of the churchyard. And there have been plans for some time to take the tree down. The church council has also been concerned to provide access for the disabled to the main door of the church. And last year, we were given a wonderful gift, which the vicar was able to spend at his discretion. After consultation, he decided that the thing to do was actually to draw up a proper scheme which would remove the tree and provide access for the disabled to the main door of the church.
Kate Boardman, curate of St Mary's.
But it's not just as disabled access. The access is providing a ramp which allows us to bring anything on wheels in. So we have a rising number of baptisms here, and we have a lot of buggies that we want to bring in. We also are a church which means a lot to people's life stories as a tight community, so we still hold an awful lot of church funerals. And having a ramp access and not steep steps at the main door means that bearers can carry coffins in. It also means that bereaved relatives have a much easier access to church. So from the beginning of life to end, it gives us a whole opportunity to bring more people in.
And we want to make worship as easy and accessible for everyone in our parish as we possibly can. One obvious example of the life of the church and the community coming together was exactly 200 years ago last year, when in 1812 the Felling Colliery disaster took place and 96 boys and men were killed. At the time, the Felling Colliery was in the parish of Huath, so this was the natural place for those men and boys to be buried. One of the outcomes was that the then vicar of Huath was instrumental in helping to encourage Sir Humphrey Davy to create the miner's lamp, and there is a miner's lamp hanging up in the church on the back wall. The other great connection with the mining industry here is Thomas Hepburn, the first leader of the mine workers in the area, who is buried in our churchyard, and every year there is a service organised by the Durham Miners Association in memory of someone who actually did a huge amount in terms of organising labour and improving conditions for mine workers.
So you said that there was a generous gift. Was that in terms of a legacy, or was that just a piece of giving?
No, it was a large generous gift by someone who's still alive, who has a long association with the parish but understandably wishes to remain anonymous.
I mean, that's a really interesting point, isn't it? That people giving during their lifetime, as well as thinking about legacy, really does enable the work of the church, and this is a really good manifestation of that kind of project.
Oh, indeed. And it will enable not only this access for the disabled, but we hope a lot of work to improve the entrance so that when people arrive up the new access, they won't then be disappointed by what they find inside the main door.